From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Gloria Pazmino reports at Politico that the four Democrats running for Attorney General in New York all pledged to defend net neutrality and support tech companies in the state at a candidate forum August 14th in New York City. Representatives Sean Patrick Maloney, Public Advocate Tish James, Zephyr Teachout, and Lacia Eve all mostly agreed on issues. They were asked what their biggest criticism of Governor Andrew Cuomo was. Teachout cited the governor's leadership, and she ran against Cuomo in 2014. The other three have ties to Cuomo. Eve criticized Cuomo's decision to close the Moreland Commission investigating corruption in Albany. Maloney said the governor shouldn't be handpicking the next attorney general. And James said, and I quote, "He has a huge personality. He's also very popular. He's supporting me because of 20 years of public service," end quote. Read the full story at Politico. Bill Mahoney reports in Politico that Governor Andrew Cuomo spent more than double this year what he spent during the same time during his 2014 primary race for governor. Cuomo spent $7.5 million from July 17th through August 13th this year against Cynthia Nixon, but only $3.2 million in 2014 against Zephyr Teachout. Cuomo still has $24.4 million in his campaign coffers. Much of the Cuomo campaign spending in the past month was television advertisements, with $5.4 million spent. The next highest category was charitable contributions, with $50,000 apiece to the National Institute for Reproductive Health, now New York City, and Planned Parenthood Empire State Acts. Cuomo and Nixon raised almost identical amounts in the last month, $393,000 for Cuomo and $391,000 for Nixon. Read the full story at Politico. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Rhinebeck officials added time to comment on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' proposal to create tide-controlling barriers in New York Harbor. They are trying to prevent storm surges in New York City, but environmental advocates warn about impacts up the Hudson River. Supervisor Elizabeth Spinza said at a Rhinebeck town meeting August 13th that, and I quote, "We need to know what the ramifications are and we need more public input. Some of the storm barriers could cut off the tidal flow of our river, and that would be devastating. The river would die. It's a tidal river," end quote. Currently, there is an August 20th deadline for comments on the proposals. Written comments should be sent to nynjharbor.tribstudy@usace.army.mil. They also can be sent by postal mail to Nancy Brighton, Watershed Section, Environmental Analysis Branch, Planning Division, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, New York District, 26 Federal Plaza, Room 2151, New York, New York, 10279-0090. And you can also read that information on the WGXC website, wgxc.org. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that the last picture show at the Regal Cinemas 12 in the Hudson Valley Mall shows April 16th. Coyles Dole, marketing director for the Georgia-based Hull Property Group, which owns the Ulster County Mall, could not be reached for comment on August 14th. Previously, he said another theater would move into the space when the Regal Cinemas moved out. The Sears department store closed at the mall in April. JCPenney left in 2015, and Macy's moved out in 2016. All of that space in the mall is now empty. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.